areas in west central and southwestern Saskatchewan seeing quite a bit of rainfall, whereas areas into north central, parts of northern Saskatchewan have been incredibly dry. Prince Albert experiencing its second driest July on record, with just shy of 5 millimeters precipitation reported, when you should see closer to 77. And Saskatoon closer to normal, but a little bit above normal, 69 millimeters this past month. And usually you'd see 58, just a bit over your normal for precipitation. So quite the difference depending on where you are.
Have the July precipitation systems, have they been moving along a very similar path?
We've seen a little bit of that. I mean, we've seen some stronger showery weather just through southern Saskatchewan, and then more thunderstorm activity in that region as well, whereas further north, just really missing out on the same amount of precipitation. I mean, temperature-wise, it has been a little more uniform through the province, cooler than normal trend for the most part. But yeah, for precipitation, just a very, very different story.
Where is the precipitation coming from that it goes through that central belt but misses the north?
It depends on the system. I mean, we've had a couple of low-pressure systems that have scooted along and really dropped over the southwest. Then some thunderstorm activity, of course, in the south as well, and just not really seeing the same sort of track for that northern part of the province.
We're starting off the month with rain showers here in Saskatoon. Is that general across the province, or are there specific areas that are seeing precipitation this week?
Well, we have been seeing quite a bit of precipitation into the southwest through the long weekend. Some very, very strong storms, in fact, in parts of extreme southwestern Saskatchewan, just around the south and west of the Swift Current area. And we are expecting a little more thundershower activity again through southern Saskatchewan, but a change as we head through the longer range. It does look like we have a low-pressure system looking to move through this weekend, which should start to bring some more of that precipitation further north in the province over the weekend. So it will be something to watch a little bit far out to say exactly how much we'll see, but definitely a little more promising precipitation pattern expected for areas that have been so dry.
Temperatures were warmer at the start of July and cooled off to the end of July. What's in store for August?
Yeah, we did have a very different month in terms of temperature, with the spikes of heat at the beginning. But then as we hit, you know, about July 12th or so, it just was a cool, cool run right until the end of the month. So far, our forecasts for August are trending a little bit warmer than normal, or expected to trend a little bit warmer than normal. But that projection is a little more slight. You know, our confidence in August temperatures is highest in the northern part of the province. And then as you head a little bit further south, that confidence is a little bit lower. So that doesn't mean that every day is going to be hot, but it does mean that our models are showing a better chance of more of those above normal days in terms of temperature than below normal.